Across Australia's cropping regions, severe August frosts devastated grain, legume and oilseed crops. Final losses won't be known until what's left is harvested, but anecdotal reports suggest some farmers have lost up to 80% of their crop, while others have hardly been affected at all. But frosts like these may be something farmers will have to adjust to in the future. Melissa Rebeck is an agricultural researcher at the University of Adelaide and also runs her own consulting business. She says the weather system that produced the frosts was unusual.
This high-pressure system slipped through the system. It went across the Australian Bight. It took 10 days to cross the continent. It was very, very large as well, so that's what took so long to cross the continent. And it basically just dragged very cold, dry, stable air in from the Antarctic and dumped it onto the regions affected. Basically what that meant was that we had 5 days in a row of temperatures that were sub-zero in major cropping regions for 12 hours. It's the duration of those events that caused the devastating damage that producers are seeing.
Obviously, you can't take extremes from one year and say that it's turning into a pattern, but with climate change, are we likely to see more frosts in the future? Is this going to be a new normal?
Certainly the research that we're seeing is that the high-pressure systems are becoming larger than normal, and that is definitely from the hole in the ozone layer and the impact of the gases in the atmosphere, which basically expand the size of these high-pressure systems.
Stephen Crimp is a senior research scientist from the CSIRO's agriculture flagship. He agrees there's been a change in the way high-pressure systems behave during crucial growing periods when crops are susceptible to frost.
The period over which frosts actually occur has changed. And on the eastern sort of portion of Australia, we find that the frost window has actually broadened. So that means that there's earlier starts to the season or the period over which frosts would occur and much later finishes.
And he says the reason behind the change is man-made.
We believe that there's a sort of an anthropogenic or a human reason for why those high pressures have actually moved further south. So we see that that movement south is actually well correlated with the increase in greenhouse gases in the atmosphere.
Do you have any idea if this is something that could be reversed if the amount of greenhouse gases was reduced?
It's a very good question. That's the sort of next steps for our research. So what we're trying to see is this a permanent feature going forward in the future, or is there some sort of point at which the number of frosts actually starts to decline? And the preliminary results at the moment would suggest that the sort of frost risk that we're currently experiencing will be a feature probably out until around 2030, 2035. And then when in association with the sort of mean warming that we're seeing, then that frost risk will then start to decline and become sort of less of a risk in the sort of production system. But certainly will still be there, but will be reduced. And the scale of reduction really depends on the emission pathways that we follow going forward.
That means farmers may be forced to adapt to severe frosts if they hope to survive.